Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks.
Make them be. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, I don't know if you've ever been in New York City. Great city, probably the greatest in the world. New York City, 42nd Street, 42nd Street, right downtown Manhattan. One end it goes, say, from Grand Central Station, goes through Times Square to the West Side. Very busy, center of everything. Sunday evening, this last Sunday evening at 8:45 p.m., so the sun sets at what, 7:30, 7:45, something like that. So 8:45, it's probably dark, just dark. You know, there's a certain amount of gloom and dusk that comes after sunset. But by 8:45, probably dark, an Asian woman is walking by herself on the sidewalk. She's wearing a mask, Guy comes up to her with a hammer and bashes her on the head. Says, take off your mask. She's now being treated. I think she'll be okay. She has cuts, thank God. If she were older, you get hit on the head with a hammer. I mean, an older person can get a subdural hematoma. Actually, anybody can get a subdural hematoma, and some people could get bleeding within the brain. We'll kill them. That was a murderous attack. What's going on here? Why take off your mask? It's obviously an Asian hate crime, in my view. But over and above that, this fascination with violence around masks, I want to give you the origin of that. You know, there was one over in Michigan where a clerk comes up to a guy and says, please, sir, you have to put on a mask, it's store policy, and he shot him, killed him. Shot the clerk who asked for it and killed him. Another guy in a Walmart, 16-year-old stock boy, goes up, teenage stock boy, high school age, goes up and says, sir, you have to put on a mask. Guy punched him in the face and threw him into a display of goods. Saw a picture of the guy. He had a spider tattooed on his forehead, and he had a cross tattooed on the bridge of his nose between his eyes. But here's the deal. When governors veto mask mandates from legislatures, or when legislatures go to the courts, like Voss did here, to get Evers masking orders and other orders lifted, lying and claiming that, well, probably a good idea, but it should come from the legislature. And then when it goes to the legislature, they table it and don't do it. That takes away an argument that can avoid violence. Clerk can go up to a guy and say, it's state law. It's not my idea, sir, but it's state law. So we have to enforce state law or we get shut down. That assuages the vanity of the rabble. The rabble who want to lash out physically need their vanity assuaged. A rabid cat needs its ears rubbed. Don't you do it, not with a rabid cat. Tiger likes his ears rubbed. But you have a clerk go up and say, do this. You had a shooting, punch you in the face. Well, here there was no clerk. But who was there? There was Tucker Carlson. And before that, Donald Trump ridiculing masks, saying they were weak. Then Tucker Carlson the other week went on the air and told people the following. He said, if you see a young child with a mask on, turn the parents in for child abuse. That's what he said. Then he said, if you see an adult with a mask on, harass them. That's what he said. I believe that's a criminal offense. If you go on the air or just publicly advocate violence against someone, that is a criminal offense. Now, Tucker Carlson will claim, okay, I'm on TV. Well, I'll tell you what, TV is not a silver bullet. TV does not spare him the process of law. But then he'll say, well, I didn't say any in particular. I didn't say this Asian woman at 8:45 p.m. on Sunday on 42nd Street and 9th Avenue. I didn't say that. You don't have to be all that specific. He singled out a group. If you single out a racial group, he said Asians or blacks, that would certainly be a felony. But here, people with masks. it's never been done before, but a vigorous prosecutor should put that to a grand jury and test that in courts. Tucker Carlson has a lot of viewers, unfortunately. Now, what's going to happen is, it may not happen a lot, but it will happen. Some mom will be walking along, a little 5 or 6 year old girl with a mask on, and some thug will come up, shout at her, scare her, humiliate her in front of her daughter. That's what's going to happen. Or somebody will be in an elevator, the guy with a spider tattooed on his forehead and a cross on the bridge of his nose between his eyes, and he will menace somebody, scare the heck out of him, humiliate a husband in front of his wife, a wife in front of her kids. This is Tucker Carlson. It's vicious. It's poison. And it happened 8:45 p.m. Sunday, 42nd Street, 9th Avenue, Manhattan. Now, did that guy who did it, did he see Tucker Carlson's show? I don't know. Did he ever hear of Donald Trump? Absolutely. You would think he would. Does he see the total denigration of things like masks and distancing and vaccines and all that by the Republican Party? He'd have to be living on Mars not to. He'd have to be living on Mars not to. So that's what you have. Something has to be done to remedy this. Something has to be done to put an end to this. And I think hauling Tucker Carlson in front of a grand jury would be a good way to start. Get publicity. He'd quake in his boots. His bow tie would shiver a little bit. And whatever the result was, you cannot have people in positions of public influence like that advocating violence. Trump did it. Marjorie Taylor Greene did it. Congresswoman, QAnon Congresswoman from Georgia, and Tucker Carlson did it. And they have all got to be shut down. They've got to be shut down. Because what's going to happen is people are going to continue to wear masks. And then people are going to say, on the right, well, but why are you wearing it in public? Well, none of your business. Whatever happened to individual rights? Whatever happened to libertarianism? You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. I wear a mask. It's a good idea to wear a mask. You can say, don't wear one outdoors. Okay. If it's breezy and you're not within 6 feet of people, fine. You're vaccinated, fine. But not everybody's vaccinated, and not everybody is in a breezy environment with nobody near them. Remember in the Rose Garden, the White House, when Trump was president, he introduced Amy Comey Barrett. And there were a bunch of people there sitting right next to each other, and it was very still. You could hear the crickets. And some people got COVID, and they did a graph, and you could see the patterns. You know, I mean, Giuliani ended up getting COVID. Trump did. Trump's wife did. His sons, two sons. Barron and Don Jr. A number of people got it. And they were outdoors at that reception. So if somebody chooses to wear a mask, it's their business. But what Trump and Tucker Carlson have done is made violence respectable again in politics. And what do I mean by that? What do you mean again? It occurred during the Civil War. Not just on the battlefield, but in Congress itself. South Carolina congressman went into the Senate and almost beat to death a Massachusetts senator. That did happen. Charles Sumner, almost beaten to death with a lead cane. This is coming back. We got to stand up to it. One way to do it is haul Tucker Carlson in front of a grand jury. I'd love to prosecute that one. And if I were a judge, I'd let it go to a jury. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.